and choking on the coffee.
Hey, does anybody want a coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
Having conversations about society. One cup at a time. Coffee with R.W.
Oh, cafecito.
Pour yourself a cup and join us.
Es un cafecito.
Oh, man. So, hey, quick question. Are we going to be living in the Matrix soon? Are we going to be turned into robots? Are we going to be used to, you know, plug into batteries to keep batteries going? This is starting to look a lot like movie. The Matrix. He's trying to figure out what I'm talking about. Hey, stick around. Got some clips over the weekend on some technologies that are coming to light that I don't know when, but eventually is going to start to be problematic for you and me in the future. Well, for humans in general in the future. But thank you guys for tuning in. This is Coffee with RW, yours truly, Ralph William. If you haven't followed me on Twitter, please do so at the Ralph William. Follow my internet station at WESN Radio on Twitter. And please leave us a message or a comment or a follow. You can find this podcast wherever you get your podcast, and give us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you. So on October 1st, 2022, a gentleman by the name of Michael Levin, he is a biologist at Tufts University. He's working on something called self-replicating xenobots. This is starting to sound like Transformers. I don't know. Am I dating myself? Along with the xenobots, he is studying embryogenesis, RNA technology. That sounds familiar to a lot of people nowadays. And morpheceuticals. Sorry. I'm just a college graduate that don't know how to speak right. I apologize. But those are the things that this gentleman is studying. He got his Bachelor of Science at Tufts University, and he's going for his PhD in Harvard. Mr. Levin identified the first pathways, the first genetic pathway, which determines left-right asymmetry of body organs. Man, this is starting to get weird. I wonder if this is what they are using when it comes to, you know how you had these court hearings when they were asking several people. I believe one of them was the new Supreme Court appointee. Forgot her name. What is a woman and things like that? These types of questions, why some of them can't or wouldn't give an answer to, is probably because of this, what we're about to discuss now. But we're going to get into it. It's going to be a little more disturbing than that. But it might make sense on why there are some people out there that are having trouble with identifying people in the old school way, is probably because of work being done, like this gentleman, Michael Levin. this stuff might be Alex Jones type of material. But then again, it might be just another thing that he was correct on a long time ago. And we're going to be going through some of these clips here from this gentleman. And the gist of it is self-replicating robots, xenobots. Apparently, there's going to be a lot of good things from it. I am assuming at least that is how they're going to try and sell it. You know, he goes into detail on using it for creating parts of the body, of the human body that needs rebuilding. They're using it as ways to, for those maybe babies that are going to have genetic, deformation or things like that, they're going to be using that, apparently. At least that's how they're selling it. But it's going to become a problem because you're always going to have someone that's going to get their hands on it and use it for evil. But, I mean, have they not seen enough science fiction movies? Terminator, what else? Matrix. Hey, you can even sprinkle a little alien in there.
So a Xenobot is a self-assembling little proto-organism. It's also a biological robot. Those things are not distinct.
So you heard it from his voice, from directly from the horse's mouth. It's a robot that is self-replicating that could be used for a lot of different things. One of his areas of study, Michael Levin, is embryogenesis. And from what I can gather, it's pretty much the purpose of these robots, right? Which he says are part biological and robotic, right? In the mixture. And this is scary because these are things that we thought were apparent in... for those that are following the World Economic Forum and the gentleman that's the right-hand man of Klaus Schwab, who is more about the combining of human and technology into, like, I don't know, superhuman or more of a technological combination, right? A biotech combination. And it feels like they're moving towards getting everyone to agree to eliminating, individuality, eliminating people's religion and how life, has come to be. And as we'll get into later on, you tend to understand in the debate between collectivism and individualism, and they're trying to normalize that we're not individuals by, how we were genetically made, right? We are collective in some way, shape, or form. Maybe I'm paraphrasing it the wrong way, but you'll get it once we get to that clip. But here is the clip on embryogenesis, and you guys and everyone will understand at least how they're trying to paint the nice little pretty picture of what this could be used for, right? And if you want to go into the process of escalation, eventually it's going to get to the point of maybe not making us better, but replacing us or replacing most of us. Right? All right. I know I'm making light of this and probably for effect, but who knows? But the one thing that is apparent is that it is happening. this thing is going to happen. They're going to push it as much as they can. So I'm going to try and dissect this, not only for myself, but for you guys, the listeners. So first of all, I'm going to be taking clips from this gentleman's interview, and we'll try and make sense of it and what it means for us in the future. So here's the first clip on I'm going to be first defining what exactly these things are and what is the process. So here's the first clip.
Embryogenesis is the process of building the human body from a single cell. I think it's one of the most incredible things that exists on Earth, from a single embryo. So how does this process work?
Yeah, it is an incredible process. I think it's maybe the most magical process there is. And I think one of the most fundamentally interesting things about it is that it shows that each of us takes the journey from so-called just physics to mind, right? Because we all start life as a single quiescent, unfertilized oocyte. And it's basically a bag of chemicals. And you look at that and you say, okay, this is chemistry and physics. And then 9 months and some years later, you have an organism with high-level cognition and preferences and an inner life and so on. And what embryogenesis tells us is that that transformation from physics to mind is gradual. It's smooth. There is no special place where, you know, a lightning bolt says, boom, now you've gone from physics to true cognition. That doesn't happen. And so we can see in this process that the whole mystery, you know, the biggest mystery of the universe, basically, how you get mind from matter.
Now, don't get me wrong. This all sounds quite interesting and fascinating, to be honest, right? I'm not all about not evolving, not learning new things. You know, unfortunately, it does mean getting rid of old, or it might, I'm not sure, getting rid of old thinking. But there's always been a divide in those who have followed, you know, the spirituality of creation, right? And of course, those that follow more of the intellectual, scientific beginnings of reality. It's very fascinating to understand, right? It's just really going to boil down to how these things are implemented and what actual data shows if the intellect can be manufactured in a way where whatever embryo or whatever you want to call it, organism, if you can create you know how they have lab-made meats out there, you know, for those who are vegan or vegetarian, they want to have their treats of having a hamburger, but not to the cruelty that comes with it. And do you have lab-made meats from your company, Beyond Meat Company, or Impossible Meats, or however, whichever company it is. I wonder if they're going to create lab-made people from start, you know, to finish. Now, according to this interview from this individual, they've started the process on that, on, you know, for the most part. But we'll get to that. After this commercial break. Sorry. It's just the process of the thing. Don't hate the player, hate the game. We'll be right back.
CaresNone.com. It's a clothing line. It's a lifestyle. Go to CaresNone.com. Check out their clothing line. It's fantastic. Use code DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. That's DeGrayArea15 and you get 15% off. CaresNone.com.
Oh, yeah.
Are you uncertain about what's going on in your life? Or maybe you're trying to help someone else out fix theirs? Then I recommend you go to wholeeshift.com. That's wholeeshift.com. W-H-O-L-E, another E, S-H-I-F-T.com. And get yourself a reading from Poetic. She's a Reiki healer and is very experienced in this area. So make sure to go to wholeeshift.com. Get yourself a reading today, or you can get it as a gift card and give it to someone who might need it. That's wholeeshift.com. holyshift.com. Let them know Ralph William sent you. That's holyshift.com.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee with RW.
Okay. That's how we do things. Thank you, everybody. So before we get continuing, I also want to mention, if you guys want to get some LED lightings to spruce up your business, whether it be your brick and mortar or your live stream or whatever the case may be, I recommend you guys go to Glowflow Denver. That's glowflowdenver.com, glowflowdenver.com. And go pick out something that you might enjoy, kind of like masks, glow-in-the-dark masks. They have a glow-in-the-dark globe, which is good for students. They also have a projector, a glow-in-the-dark projector of the galaxy, which I think is pretty cool for all you astronomers out there. I think that's pretty cool. But if you go find them on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, just look up Glowflow Denver. And you can see videos upon videos of all their products, and make sure to go pick some up there. If you want to go see them physically, and you're in the Colorado area, at why do I always forget the address? Maybe because I don't live in Colorado, but I believe it's called Flatiron Mall in Colorado. Flatiron Mall. You can find them there. Glowflow Denver. Or check them out on their webpage, glowflowdenver.com. That's glowflowdenver.com. All right, so let's continue on. As I mentioned earlier, they seem to be trying to... My understanding on they're trying to redefine what some of us, or at least maybe I don't know if it's like half the population or a good chunk of the population who believe in like a spiritual, religious type of start or explanation to evolution, right? It seems like they are trying, maybe not they're doing it on purpose. Maybe it is the scientific explanation, right? I'm trying to be across the board here. I'm not trying to be biased. I have my beliefs. I believe in God, Jesus Christ, but I don't push that on anybody. But this is interesting. So I feel like it opens up the collective thinking amongst everybody to not think of this as, well, it seems like it. I have not heard them say anything about the differences between men and women, right? But this opens up the verbal jujitsu that you've probably heard, like I mentioned before, of some people who have been asked questions in Congress about what is considered a woman, what is considered a man, and how legislation is being manipulated because of it, and things like that. So it's going to start going, are you a robot? It's going to start changing to the point where is, are you a robot or a human being? I mean, I don't know. And as we'll get into later on, you know, there's some money to be made from this. A news anchor mentioned that I'm going to be playing a clip of that. There's this company that is paying people to get a replica of their face because they want to make these robots that are being created more friendly looking. And if you guys remember Total Recall, this just came to mind. Total Recall, the taxi drivers, right? In the taxis, how robotic they were, but they gave them that goofy looking face, you know, just to make them seem friendly. I'm telling you, man, it seems like these things are coming to fruition. And for those people that are really pushing for these conspiracies that our former Vice President Joe Biden is not the same individual that he was, and then there could be a clone. There's a lot of people saying that. Maybe not even that. Maybe people in general that they feel like are clones. Maybe this is just their way of testing these things out. Maybe this is just the beginning. Who knows? This is all speculation on my part. But because of how things have been going, it doesn't seem far-fetched. And we have this gentleman, Michael Levin, Levin, I don't know however you want to pronounce it, telling you right off the bat, you know, this is what we're doing. This is what it does. And soon we'll get into what they're trying to do.
And that synthetic biology really highlights the fact that we don't know how to guess or manage the outcomes of large scale collectives, even if we know a lot about the individual subunits. Okay. And it establishes a continuum of minds and bodies that are really going to break all the current notions of what is a machine, what is an organism, what is a robot, what's the difference between things that were evolved or designed or came about as a combination of both, and really requires us to identify the essential concepts of what we mean by terms like this, like robot, like organism, not based on evolutionary baggage and sort of frozen accidents of things that happen on Earth and the technological limitation of machines of 50 years ago, but actually of fundamental distinctions in terms of what's possible to make.
Yes, and the fun doesn't stop there. There's a lot of things that they're doing, and they were first working with frogs. Don't you feel like Alex Jones now? They're turning the frogs gay. But at least that's what he's known for, besides, you know, other bad things he's known for. But they apparently have done everything that they could with frogs, and they're moving on to other things. Wow. How long will it take for it to get to us? Or maybe they already are working with us. I don't know. Let's see.
I should do a disclosure here. We have a company called Morpheceuticals, Inc., a spinoff, where we're trying to address limb regeneration. So we've solved it in the frog, and we're now in trials in mice. So now we're in mammals now. And so I can't say anything about how it's going, but the frog thing is solved. So what you do is after...
So you can have a little frog Luke Skywalker with a regrowing hand.
Yeah, basically. Basically, yeah. Yeah. So what you do is we did it with legs instead of forearms. And what you do is after amputation, normally they don't regenerate. You put on a wearable bioreactor. So it's this thing that that goes on. And Dave Kaplan's lab makes these things. And inside, it's a very controlled environment. It is a silk gel that carries some drugs, for example, ion channel drugs. And what you're doing is you're saying to these cells, you should regrow what normally goes here. So that whole thing is on for 24 hours, and you take it off. You don't touch the leg again. This is really important because what we're not looking for is a set of micromanagement, printing or controlling the cells. We want a trigger. We want to interact with it early on and then not touch it again because we don't know how to make a frog leg. The frog knows how to make a frog leg. So 24 hours, 18 months of leg growth after that without us touching it again. And after 18 months, you get a pretty good leg.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, man. And of course, you can use that for many other limbs as well. It's very interesting stuff, man. It's very interesting stuff. There's I'm glad I'm not the only one thinking of this though. But what is the implications of this? Now there's a media outlet out there who brought up the same concerns that I did. I mean, I was thinking the same thing, and I'm sure a lot of people do too. And then they go into detail on other companies capitalizing on this and wanting to make a more friendlier looking, robotics. And not to mention robotics, but I mean, I'm sure everyone have seen videos circulating on YouTube. I saw this a few days ago. I believe they're called Boston Dynamics or Boston, is the Boston Dynamic Robotics or something like that? Boston Dynamics, I believe. But you see these videos of these robots like jumping around, dancing, doing dance moves, doing backflips, being able to hold their balance when someone tries to knock them over. I mean, those little robotic dogs that you've seen mounted guns on top of. You've seen some of them roam in New York It's pretty crazy stuff, man. We're really moving into some futuristic, dangerous territory that that most of us have seen in you know, in science fiction movies like The Matrix, like Total Recall, you know, like Terminator, obviously, Demolition Man. You know, there's so many examples of the of this technology being used. And then you have the implementation of cryptocurrency. And if with all these robots, you're going to need a way more, you know, batteries and solar energy and things like that to keep these things topped off, right? That might be a new way of capitalizing on these investments. If you're in the stock market and things like that, these are things that you can do. These are things that you can do now. Just do your research on these companies, and I'm sure you can jump on it. But hey, don't listen to me. Do your own stuff. But here's a clip from this news media and the news anchor, you know, had some concerns with this stuff as well, just like I did.
Self-replicating robots. Robots that can reproduce, create copies of themselves, make babies like humans do. Robots. The second story was about a tech firm which is offering money to people to have their faces imprinted on robots to create what they call robots with human faces. Now, I don't want to jump to conclusions or question the intention of the scientists involved, but it's hard to not ask this question. Have these people never read science fiction? They're creating robots that can multiply and machines that will look like us. What could possibly go wrong? And they're not made of metal or plastic. They've been created from biological tissues, which essentially makes them living robots. Robots that can move on their own, heal on their own, and now, of course, reproduce on their own. How exactly were they created? By assembling stem cells from embryos into synthetic life forms. A tech firm is gearing up to launch a new line of human-looking robots. Robots with a quote-unquote friendly face. The name of the tech firm is PromoBot, and no, it doesn't plan to generate these friendly faces through computers. They're looking for actual humans to lend their facial features for these machines. What do you get in return? $200,000. That's the amount of money they're offering, the company is offering. It says it is open for applications from all races and genders.
Can you imagine the amount of how much? I mean, just for that amount of money, I'm sure I'll jump on that. I have no issue. You want to take this ugly mug and put it on a robot? Oh, man, how scary would that be? But this is happening. These things are happening. So can you imagine people coming across the borders? You have people not understanding, you know, what we've considered to be what biology is back in the day. Now it seems like they're changing things. A lot of people wanting abortion to continue. I wonder if these embryos that they use, or maybe they are going to use, I don't know, if they are coming from some of these aborted fetuses. Right? It's something to think about. You know, because, you know, why would you want to get rid of your free supply of product? You know, human beings. You know, you won't have to give it, you don't want to have to pay nobody for it. You can just grab it from those that, hey, they want to get rid of it anyway. I mean, it's just a logical thing to do, right? It's like, hey, they want to get rid of it anyway. Let's just grab it and use it for scientific experiments. I mean, let's be honest. That's just how you, I mean, it's like one person, what's that motto? One person's trash is another person's treasure. let's just hope that this treasure isn't going to come back to bite everybody else later on down the road. Right? When you start having biomechanical human hybrids, I mean, of course, this sounds crazy, but hey, saying a few years ago that you can regenerate a human limb was crazy. And here, you're hearing it right now that it's possible. You know, they've done it on a frog. They're moving on to rats. Who knows if they already tried it on humans? Of course, we're going to have to wait on that. But these are the things that are happening. And these are the things that a lot of your quote-unquote conspiracy theorists are talking about, trying to warn people about. I mean, we could see a turning point of humanity. It's not going to be science fiction. It's not going to be science fiction anymore. Why not? I'm one of them. I already eat or have eaten, lab made, the alternative meats out there, right? I don't know if I've tried the lab made chicken or beef. You know, I don't think I've ever tried that. I'm still wondering what is the debate on that in the vegan community? Is that still vegan? Is that still vegan if you're still eating meat made in the lab? I mean, some of them would consider it no, because you would still have to cause harm to get the, the piece needed to replicate in the lab. Right. So that causes harm anyway. So, I mean, that might be done with that debate. But these are the things that are happening now that some of us are. And I understand some people can't really wrap their head around it. Oh, they don't have time. They're still worried about inflation and money and prices going up and things happening in Hollywood. Like, who really wants to pay attention to these kinds of things? I mean, people getting censored over it. These are the things that people need to really think about and worry about, because it's going to happen. And then you wake up one day and you're going to be switched to a new digital currency, which it seems like it might happen. You're going to be greeted by a robot human at a 7-Eleven while you're going to get your morning coffee to go work at your home office, you know, and not leave your house while charging your electric vehicle, right? You can only use once or twice a week. I mean, it's an exaggeration, but hey, you never know. That might happen. That might be a thing.
What's up, y'all? This is Spicoli from Texas, and you're listening to WESN.
Hi, this is Angie from Scotland, and you're listening to WESN with Ralph Williams.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody want coffee?
Coffee with RW.
Now, I know this is far-fetched speech, but this is really starting to make me think on why the confusion with biology and gender and all, because they already know it's probably been created already. You know, when we're talking about these xenobots and them creating limbs and creating body parts and creating eyeballs, and you start to think, like, hey, you know, what if they created uteruses, right? What if they created uteruses and put them into male, transgender? Huh. You think they've gone that far? I mean, you never know with the state of the world today. You think that the technology has gone that far? Maybe. Here's a clip of, I'm going to let AI, you know, I'm over here talking about technology. I might as well use it. So I'm going to have AI read this article and play a clip of one of these individuals, experts, who did a lot of abortions, right? Having the difficulty, which is probably, now that I'm thinking of it, maybe they have a reason to find it difficult to answer these questions on, can male give birth or be pregnant? I know this is funny thing. I know there was a movie about this many years ago with Arnold Schwarzenegger Jr., but I didn't think it was going to be a thing of the future now. Like, have you guys noticed a trend here? We need to embrace science fiction, because it's going to be reality soon. But take it away, AI Shannon.
Planned Parenthood's medical director for primary and trans care claimed that men can get pregnant during a House Oversight Committee hearing on abortion Thursday. Republican Georgia Rep. Andrew Clyde asked Dr. Bhavik Kumar if biological men have the capacity to get pregnant and give birth. The Planned Parenthood director responded in the affirmative.
Talking about science, let's talk about biology. And let's just keep it real simple. Just two yes or no questions. And this is for Dr. Kumar. Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth?
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men.
Can biological men become pregnant and give birth? So are you saying that a biological female who identifies as a man and therefore becomes pregnant as, quote, a man? Is that what you're saying?
These questions about who can become pregnant are really missing the point. I'm here to talk about
what's happening in Texas. This is me asking a question and you answering. I'm asking the question, sir, not you.
Right, and I'm answering the question. Somebody with a uterus may have the capability of becoming pregnant, whether they're a woman or a man. That doesn't make a difference.
Okay, we're done.
Not every person with a uterus
has the ability to become pregnant. Let me tell you, if a person has a uterus and is born female, they are a woman. That is not a man, and the vast majority of the world considers that to be a woman, because there are biological differences between men and women. I mean, clearly, any high school biology class teaches that men and women have different chromosomes. Females are XX chromosome, and male are XY chromosome. Can't believe it's necessary to say this, but men cannot get pregnant and cannot give birth, regardless of how they identify themselves. Why in the world would Democrats have brought in a person whose title is Director of Trans Care for an abortion hearing when only biological women can become pregnant? Dr. Kumar, in your opening statement, you said, quote, abortion bans are inherently racist, inherently classist, and fundamentally part of the white supremacy agenda. How do you rationalize working for Planned Parenthood, an organization founded by Margaret Sanger, someone who associated with white supremacist groups and eugenics? Margaret Sanger's entire focus was to decimate communities of color through abortion to eliminate their future generations.
You know, at a time,
how many abortions have you performed in your lifetime?
If I can answer your
question. No. How many abortions have you performed in your lifetime?
Likely thousands.
Likely thousands. Okay. So as a doctor yourself, do you believe you have terminated enough unborn babies to justify Margaret Sanger's beliefs and your continuance of her legacy? This is unconscionable. This is inexcusable. I'm thankful it is now criminal, and I look forward to the day when life is again respected across our entire nation. In closing, I'd like to ask for unanimous consent to submit for the record a copy of the United States Constitution, which, despite my Democrat colleagues' absurd claims, does not, and I repeat, does not include a constitutional right to abortion. The word abortion doesn't even exist in it. And I would also like to ask unanimous consent to submit for the record the Declaration of Independence, which highlights the inalienable right to life.
So ordered.
Thank you, and I yield back.
Man, if there was ever a moment to do the Snoop Dogg track, da-da-da-da-da, it would be perfect. I wish I could have time to do that, but yeah. That was a good mic drop moment. Now, of course, for a lot of people that want to be able to have children, whether you're a man or, you know, whatever the case may be, it's really it's really become a point of eliminating the origins of the of humanity, right? The human race. I know I can't be wrong in saying this. If everyone was to think this or do this same thing, right, that everybody can procreate however they want, whatever, no matter what gender, it really becomes a change in the utmost, you know, the core, the biology of what it is to be human. I know I said this a long time ago where I believe the real aliens are us, right? Like, you know, if you want to get science fiction about it, if like the aliens were us many, many years ago that have done this exact same thing and were able to go across planets and go look for life or whatever, and then come back here to, you know, to their original state, right? Where we are, or what we are, right? And we are the ones that are, and it seems like they're looking at us like repeating the process, like we're evolving again to be a collective group of goo. I don't know how else to say of thinking goo. I don't know. It's quite interesting and mind-boggling, like the way the things can progress and how quickly too. Can you just imagine, like, in my lifetime, I've experienced life without internet. For those young individuals now, you can't say that. You haven't experienced life without the internet. I have. Right, the internet, it's been around for a while, but it's not that long. Right, I think I first started to get into the internet like in the late 90s, right? Late 90s, early 2000s, that it really started taking control. Now, can you imagine from the 90s until now? I know I'm old. I understand. I get it. That's, let's just say, 20-something to 30 years. You know, have you noticed a progression in technology since then? How crazy fast. I used to, and I know a lot of people repeat this, but I used to download one song and it took me about 20 minutes, maybe longer, using dial-up. I just recently got upgraded to my internet 1 gig speed. I'm like so spoiled. I'm happy that I can edit and upload a podcast so quickly now. I had to like find ways to do a workaround to make sure that I can just upload a podcast with no problem, you know. And I'm not going to tell you everything, but I mean, it was a hard thing to, now I can just do all the types of editing that I want, you know, and upload it in mere seconds, you know, several podcasts. So I understand. And now we're just talking, and now we're talking about building parts for people. We're doing it now in rats, but I'm sure they already tried it on people already. And now we have doctors, professionals, experts in their field saying that women are not the only ones that can have, that can be pregnant and be, you know, have babies. You've heard the technology already. You know, it might be the future that we're going to live in. Can you imagine the Total Recall? I mean, hey, if Total Recall that famous scene with the young, the beautiful, attractive alien, right, or woman, with the three, you know what they were. I mean, maybe that won't be as bad as we think. But hey, switchful thinking. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. But these are the things that are kind of scary, right? It's like, it's gonna happen. As unfortunately, when the mind wants to explore new avenues, it's gonna do it to hella high water. You know, they're gonna do it, and they're gonna make it happen. And this is gonna be the thing that's gonna make it happen. If you've heard the gentleman when he was asking the question to the doctor and kind of schooling people on history, because we know a lot of people don't want to look at certain histories, right? And he was saying how the abortion, the original history of it, was to eliminate certain types of people, right? And now I feel like this is doing the same thing, but in a whole new different scope. It's not going to eliminate a certain class, a certain race, a certain gender. But I feel like it's going to eliminate humanity. Humanity in its, from what we know as its purest form. From what we know as the original OGs of humans. And who knows if even that was the original OGs. I'm sure we used to be a different type of human being millions and millions of years ago. And I guess it's just our time to evolve. Speaking of evolving and evolution, you know what else evolves? Value of currency, money, that also evolves. And as you're going to hear soon on this clip, we're going to be moving to a new digital currency. It's going to happen, and there's going to be meetings that are going to speed that up. And here's a clip explaining it. For those of you that may not know, I hope this helps you. For those of you that know, help someone that may not be in the know. Because I'd rather people know about it than wake up one day and be like, where's my paper money? Why can't I go to the bank? What is this new digital thing that I have to do now? If you thought teaching your parents how to use Facebook was an issue, imagine how to teach them how to use their money. No offense to my old people out there. I'm getting there too. Don't worry. We're all getting there. But here we go. This is a clip explaining an emergency meeting that the Fed is going to be doing.
Fed's called an emergency meeting October 3rd, 2022. We're going to break that down later in the video. This is what you need to be paying attention to. The American dollar is strengthening dramatically over other currencies all over the world. Now you might think this is great for Americans, but remember, what goes up must come collapsing back down. Now this is great for people who are investors, people who have large amount of capitals to deploy money, but this is not good for the normal, everyday working American like you. Do you know why your dollar has so much dominance right now over other currencies? It's because the Federal Reserve is raising rates dramatically, using the tools in their tool belt to cool inflation. So the higher this goes, the more jobs are going to be lost, the harder it is for the mom-pa businesses to survive. And so why is that going up? It's because foreign countries, people with wealth, are moving their money into American dollars because they can get a higher yield on their money. This is literally a seesaw going back and forth, playing with your 401ks, playing with your pension, and the future of your retirement. As I've said, the middle class is getting wiped out, leveraged towards technology. That's what Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve, said. They are moving us into a central bank digital currency. The FedNow services launches in 2023. They are moving us to 24/7, 7 days a week, RTP real-time payments. The last thing I'll leave you with, and I'll show you the emergency meeting for tomorrow and the reason behind it, is that remember, every fiat currency, fake currency basically, fiat, your money, American dollar, has collapsed in history. And it usually has about a 100-year cycle. The American dollar is way over the 100-year cycle. And with the looming elections, what's that going to do to the fabric of America, turning people against each other? An overvalued stock market, a job market that's getting destroyed, and the normal everyday American can't even afford a home anymore or even to put gas in their car. The rich will continue to get rich as the poor continue to get more poor and the working class move down to the working poor. You're gonna see a massive separation between the rich and the poor. There will be no working class or middle class. So this is the meeting that was called yesterday. And this is the reason behind it. They have an emergency meeting about the rates. You need to pay attention.
So as you can hear, man, and I'm sure for those of you that are following crypto and all those things, it seems like an inevitability, right? That this is going to happen. I feel like there is an elimination, a destruction of individualism, right? We all want to be like these little snowflakes in a way, like we have our own identity, we have our own thoughts, our own feelings, and we're combining genders and everybody and anybody that wants can get pregnant, and everyone is going to be under one digital currency. You know, everyone is going to be governed over one world government, you know, all this collectivism thinking, and it's just going to keep on going. It's like they want everyone to be one entity. They want all of us to be like a beehive, a colony, you know, a planetary colony, in order to move on to like the next step of this evolution of humanity. When it comes time to colonize other planets, which I'm assuming it's in the process, right? Unless you believe we never landed on the moon. I don't know. Who knows nowadays? But those things are in the works, right? And when it comes to the next step after that, we have to start thinking in a global mindset, right? One world globe think. And they're starting to do that with this collective thinking, which is something you're going to hear in this clip here with wrapping it up from the beginning of the podcast, where this gentleman, Michael Levin, is talking about collectivism and how we have to rethink you know, the old style of evolution. And it's just going to be the beginning. You know, it's just going to be the beginning. I don't know if I hate it or if I love it, or I just have to flow through it like water. You just don't know. The one thing that it is apparent is that if it becomes to the point where it all becomes a collective think, then there will be a problem when it comes to eliminating weak links of the collectivism, right? If you want to go back to the Spartans in the movie 300, you remember, I'm sure I've used this analogy before, when the crippled wanted to be a part of the fighting 300. And pretty much Leonidas said, you know, the strength of us is how our pharynx work. And if you can't be, you know, perfect to keep this up, we can't have you, but you can do something else. So if they start thinking in that term, that, oh, you know, the human race is one collective mind, but these individuals here, or maybe this individual here, or these types of people here are weakening us because they don't want to think like us. They don't want to be a part of the group like us, right? They don't want to be, being enslaved like us. So if they don't want to change their minds, if they don't want to take, you know, these experimentals, or if they don't want to take these courses, or they don't want to be, if they don't want to change their mind into individual freedoms, into the collective groupthink, then the only thing that's left for us to do is eliminate them. Hey, that sounds science fiction-y, right? Or maybe we just have to embrace science fiction. I'm going to end off with this clip here from this gentleman who is starting to shape the people that are paying attention to this, trying to shape their mind into this collective thinking.
We are a bag of neurons, right? All intelligence is collective intelligence. There's this, this is important to kind of think about, because a lot of people think, okay, there's real intelligence like me, and then there's collective intelligence, which is ants and flocks of birds and, you know, termites and things like that. And maybe it's appropriate to think of them as an individual, and maybe it's not. And a lot of people are skeptical about that and so on. But you got to realize that we are not. There's no such thing as this like indivisible diamond of intelligence that's like this one central thing that's not made of parts. We are all made of parts, and so. If you believe, which I think is hard to get around, that we in fact have a centralized set of goals and preferences, and we plan and we do things and so on, you are already committed to the fact that a collection of cells is able to do this, because we are a collection of cells. There's no getting around that.
Did you guys catch that? Did you guys understand? Right? There is no getting around from. We're all a collection of cells. And that's it. It's not about your race. It's not about your gender. It's not about how you grew up, who your parents were, what your high school friend influenced you on. There's no individualism anymore. We're all just a collection of cells. Be prepared to hear more of this in the future. It's just going to keep continuing until everyone embraces the collectivism thinking. You're not unique. You're just a consumer, a collection of cell consumer, which is what they're trying to create. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I greatly appreciate you and your time. You decided to spend this hour with me in my cup of coffee. And I just say thank you and help keep this podcast going and my internet station going. If you just go to epicstrategiesnetwork.com and help out with a donation, I greatly appreciate it. And the station will appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys on my internet station. Well, I'll be broadcasting live there as well. You stay blessed. Remember, as I always say, stay humble, but stay hungry, and you'll always be blessed. Take care. Peace.
So say goodnight to the bad guy. Last time you're going to see a bad guy like this again.